I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Starting July 1st, Vermont law enforcement agencies will operate under a new bias-free policing policy. Those involved in writing it say it represents a step forward in the efforts to reduce ethnic and racial bias in policing, as VPR's Steve Zind reports.
The idea is to consolidate three existing sets of guidelines and address any shortcomings they have to make a single policy. The creation of the Fair and Impartial Policing Policy was mandated by the legislature. Lawmakers were motivated in part by the illegal detention in 2015 of Lorenzo Alcudia, a Mexican citizen who was a passenger in a car pulled over in a routine traffic stop. A number of social justice groups worked with the Vermont Criminal Justice Training Council to craft the policy, which was finalized this week. Rick Gauthier is executive director of the council.
So what we ended up with was a policy that was a little bit clearer on when officers could and couldn't make inquiries about immigration status, and there was a little bit of clarity offered in there with regards to when officers could participate in federal programs.
Gauthier says the final policy represents a compromise between advocates and law enforcement. Will Lambeck of the group Migrant Justice says in the future the policy should prevent illegal detentions like Lorenzo Alcudia's.
So that's an area that we feel we strengthen considerably.
But Lambeck is concerned about provisions in the policy that are designated non-essential and therefore not required guidelines. He says those provisions could still allow local officers to assist federal immigration authorities. For example, they could hold someone longer than necessary just to give federal agents an opportunity to detain them.
The role of Vermont law enforcement is to administer Vermont justice. It's not to overstep their authorities in enforcing federal civil immigration law.
Hinesburg Representative Bill Lippert was a lead sponsor of the legislation requiring the single fair and impartial policing policy.
I frankly felt like they arrived at a pretty good compromise at this point with a commitment to continue to look at some of the issues.
Lippert says the policy is part of a much larger effort to address bias in policing.
This is a tough issue. There's a lot more that needs to happen. And at the same time, I think it's fair to recognize that there are steps being taken within Vermont law enforcement, particularly state police, I would say, and some local.
Lippert cites the creation of a full-time state police director of fair and impartial policing as a positive step. And he says recent data showing racial disparities in state police traffic stops need to be analyzed and acted upon at all levels of law enforcement. But he cautions addressing bias goes beyond law enforcement's work, which he says is all being done in the context of the larger societal issues around race. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.